Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Howdy.
How do?
I do fine.
You're probably doing better than me this morning.
Wow. We're actually on the air, and we have everything we need in front of us, including the Current newspaper. And, you know, and nobody's going to guess that we were all hectic. There's not a clue. They won't figure it out.
You think?
No.
Yeah, you can see my sense of humor isn't as good as it probably should be this morning. But
hey, modern technology, you got it, right?
I did.
That and a kid that's good to you.
I got a son who really impressed me today with being able to jump on my computer at home and get everything done.
Send you the show.
Yes.
Or we'd be going, I wonder who's going to call in.
Yes, well, so thank you there, my son. Good job. Well, what we do every weekend on The Drift is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done.
Thank you.
And www.thedailydrift.com, news from around the world, across the globe, here at home, and just about anywhere else.
So, and into your eyeballs.
And into your Well, let's take care of a little business before I lose further track of what I'm doing today. Springtime's coming. You're going to be swapping over from heat to air conditioning. And you can get some same-day service if something does break at AAA Service Network, 734-864-4340. That's 734-864-4340. Or you can go to AAAServiceNetwork.com. That's AAAServiceNetwork.com. And you can get all kinds of coupons for water softeners, appliance repair, plumbing repair, heating and cooling, softeners. We all have issues with softeners. Don't wait till it breaks. Get it maintained. But check them out, 734-864-4340. Ed does a great job with AAA Service Network. He's got a lot of good qualified guys, so check them out.
There you go.
Yeah. So before we get into some of the meat of the show, I did see this morning that the Clintons were in town last night.
I missed that.
I think a lot of people missed it. They didn't show the size of the crowd. I don't think it was at the Fisher Theater. So was it a sellout? I don't know.
What was the purpose?
It's that crazy book tour they wanted to do. Remember the one they were trying to sell a whole bunch of people?
They're not discounted yet at Books a Million? Is that the chain down south, Books a Million?
I imagine. You know, Channel 2, Fox, I like the personalities. I like the delivery. But it's a pretty liberal station, so they're always kind of gearing up. And so, oh, they were all flowery about the Clintons on stage.
The Clinton gang.
And the few clips that I did see was Hillary just showing herself to be the complete hypocrite that most Democrats are. And so I quickly dismissed it. I was like, oh, we're going to spend a lot of time about it? No, we're not going to spend any time. I really don't want to see her, hear her, or anything from Bill, either one of them again.
Frankly. That word hypocrite, that's derived from the word hip, or hippo rather, the Greek, which means horse, as in hippodrome, and crit is a critter, like a donkey. So that word hypocrite actually means horse's donkey. So when you think of Clinton, and you think of them being a hypocrite, remember they are a horse's donkey.
Well,
yeah.
Is that where they picked the donkey as their...
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're hypocrites.
Yes.
Wow. I bet you they weren't thinking...
Prove me wrong.
Well, speaking of hypocrisy, then let's just start right there, shall we? Because Democrats love their sanctuary cities, their sanctuary counties, their sanctuary states. They just love it, correct? And yesterday, late afternoon, I began seeing on my Twitter feed, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's that coming out? And because I didn't see the news until later in the day. It was kind of a busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
And the president made a statement about taking, you know what, if you're not going to help and you're going to let these illegals come into the country, you know what, we're going to send all these illegals to the sanctuary cities. which I think is quite appropriate, don't you?
Yep.
I don't want them. You don't want them. But if Ann Arbor, the city of Ann Arbor, wants them, let's give the city of Ann Arbor some. All you people that spend all that money on your houses in Ann Arbor, let's flood you with some illegals and like see Trump's. How you like it, since you're the ones that keep voting for Democrat in this county. It's the reason we have Democrats representing us here in Washtenaw County, because all these people in Ann Arbor, they just, oh, we're open. Let's really see. Put your money where your mouth is, and let's see you take in these people in Ann Arbor. What do you think about that?
We do have the Trump audio, because I don't want to quote him if he's going to say it.
No, that's actually just well, we'll listen to it, and then you can quote him afterwards. So, Derek, do you have that first track ready? I gave it to you kind of late. Blame me. All right, he's got it. Go ahead and play that.
He's good.
President Trump on Friday said his administration is considering releasing migrants into so-called sanctuary cities, despite his own administration saying hours earlier that the controversial idea was no longer under consideration. Trump tweeted, quote, "Due to the fact that Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. The radical left always seems to have an open borders, open arms policy, so this should make them very happy." The Washington Post reported Thursday night that White House officials proposed the idea on at least two occasions as a way to retaliate against Democrats who oppose the president's hardline immigration policies.
I like what I heard Trump say when he said, "They can have them. We have an unlimited supply."
Let's be honest. Our facilities are full. It's not the Border Patrol's fault.
No.
It's not Trump's fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's the Democrats' fault.
And a few Republicans.
And a few Republicans, yes. Well, I guess we can blame the Republicans when Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan had both control of both houses.
And wouldn't go nuclear.
It wouldn't go nuclear or wouldn't take care of it. So it is part of the Republicans' fault as well. But at this point, it's the Democrats stopping.
And now Elizabeth Warren is saying if the Democrats get in, they're going nuclear.
Oh, that's
if they get the Senate, she said it's filibustering is a thing of the past.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So let's just get the jump on them.
It's exactly right, because if you perform the Trump agenda, which is our agenda, we voted for him for that agenda.
Yep,
they'd never lose again.
I
the Republicans would never lose another race if you enact the Trump agenda and get everything that we've asked for, that we voted him in for. Give it to us, and we'll reward Republicans with unlimited amount of voting capabilities, right?
Yeah. What struck me funny, though, last night is we may not have this unlimited supply anymore, because I was watching Tucker, and the news came through just a little bit before that the Ninth Circuit had blocked and pay attention, this is tricky. The Ninth Circuit had blocked a lower court ruling that was stopping Trump from pushing the immigrants back across the Mexican border to wait for asylum. So the liberal Ninth Circuit was actually siding with Trump. That was such unusual news. I had to Google it. And as I'm Googling it, that's right. That's what they said. The Ninth Circuit sided with Trump. So these talking heads are on Tucker's show, and this guy who's very well, you've seen him before, he's a border guy, he's been border guy for like 9 administrations or something, big bluff guy, and he didn't understand it. And he starts speaking out against, because you expect the Ninth to oppose Trump, and he was saying, once again, you know, this Ninth Circuit stands in the way of, wait a minute, I have to look this up again. I thought, Sherry and I thought we heard it right.
Yeah, well, that is confusing.
That was good news, yeah.
Yeah, and highly unusual. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, wants to talk about illegal aliens. Go ahead, Joe.
What better place? It makes absolute perfect common sense. And to tie what Ed said together, exposes the Democrats as hypocrites, than to send illegals who we know are going to skip their court dates and try and avoid deportation than to the sanctuary cities that the Democrats purposely, willfully, and with malice aforethought to aid and abet illegals to avoid deportation than to send them to the sanctuary cities.
Yeah, right now they come across the border and they get released near where they got caught. So they're released in El Paso. El Paso's overwhelmed. They don't have the facilities to handle all these illegals that are swamping their system. So I think it's an act of kindness for Trump to put them on a bus and actually pay the money to put them somewhere where they're welcome.
Yes.
It's like an act of kindness.
Sanctuary cities were set up to coddle and take care of illegals. Let them live up to the promises they've made to the illegals. You want to coddle them, you take care of them, you pay for them.
Just keep an eye on them. Don't let them loose on the rest of us.
Well,
and you're responsible.
Don't give me this crap about retribution, because Barack Obama bust to the heartland all kinds of Syrian and other foreign refugees purposefully as retribution.
That's how we got Ilhan Omar.
Yeah,
right?
Somali. All the Somalians in Minnesota.
Yeah, they naturally gravitated toward the frozen north because it was so much like their, you know, climate they left.
Right.
Jeez.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. Take care. Love you.
Thanks, Joe. Love you, too.
Hey, wait. Who was that? Wasn't it Joe?
That was Joe.
That was rather short.
Is it? Hey, he's probably going out to have a nice lunch or something.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, interesting enough, it does. And to your point, I guess Donald Trump is now the most humanitarian-type president around.
Yeah.
Right? Sending our elite. Let's be honest. They're going to get released somewhere. Yes. Send them where they're welcome in a sanctuary city.
And why were all these libs saying, oh, that's illegal, he can't do that? What do you mean? What do you mean you can't put them on a bus and send them somewhere? Duh.
We've been doing it.
Yeah.
Obama did it.
It was illegal
for
sending them back to Mexico until late last night.
They need to put the border barrier, wall, whatever, fence, whatever you want to call it, into place and keep them on the other side. And then you can apply for asylum at your leisure.
And get rid of catch and release. That's the big part.
Yes.
If we could do that.
Yes, absolutely. Let's take a call from Alex in Plymouth. Alex, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I know a guy named Alex in Plymouth.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Ed. Good to talk to you guys.
Hi, Alex.
I wanted to be a little contrarian here. The problem is, once you have all the illegals and they're either sent or migrate to the sanctuary cities and areas, when you have the next census, they count those illegals in the census, and those areas get more representation, you know, in the U.S. Congress.
Yeah,
Hopefully that's going to stop.
Yeah, I don't really believe that Trump is going to follow through with that. But I think for him, in the art of the deal, for being the master of PR that he is, he made every Democrat
cringe
and say, that's wrong, that's immoral. Hello, you are a hypocrite. You just exposed your hypocrisy. In one tweet, he made them all expose their hypocrisy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Nancy Pelosi, you look like an idiot. Maxine Waters, Swalwell, all of them look like complete idiots now because they went ahead and said, yes, we love our sanctuary cities. We love illegals. Oh, but don't send them to my town.
Not in my backyard.
Exactly. Right? So it's amazing.
It's great political theater, but the ultimate goal is to secure our borders, build the fence, and enforce immigration law.
Yeah. Now, what I wonder is, does this ruling that we heard of from the Ninth Circuit last night, does that end catch and release, that we can send them back across the border again?
I missed out on that discussion, Ed, but hopefully, if that's the case, we should keep them in Mexico or wherever they port of entry or whatever area that they cross from.
Catch and release in Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, mostly, yeah. I'm sure there's the illegals coming across the Canadian border, but you're not seeing the number that we see here. You know?
They just need to put a big amusement slide back to the other side of the border and let them up, and then let them slide back into Mexico.
You can tell the ones that come over the northern border, they always go, eh? You know? So.
Well, I think a big trampoline would be good, or a little mini catapult. You know?
The catapult was in my mind.
Trebuchet. Yeah, it's a trebuchet.
What else you got, Alex? Anything?
No, just a great show. I love listening to you guys, and I'll just turn off my part and listen to you on the radio.
All right. Thanks, good Alex. Hearing, we'll get you on again soon, too. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Yeah, so their hypocrisy, highly exposed. They did it to themselves, right? But before we get to the end of the hour.
Oh, man.
I know. It's just flying, right? We want to talk about the sheer ignorance that the Democrats are showing.
Yes.
And we're going to start with Maxine Waters, because I think we've said on this show many times that America, if you elect Democrats in 2018, you're going to have the dumbest person in Congress. Now, it's debatable if she's the dumbest, but pretty darn close to the dumbest person in Congress. Is in charge of the finance committee, right?
Yeah, amazing. Amazing, isn't it?
Your friend and mine,
yeah.
Maxine Waters, now in charge. She's the chairwoman of the finance committee, correct?
But I'm sure she's well-versed in you know, matters of finance. You got an example of that?
We certainly do. So here she drags in the bankers, right? Drags all the New York bankers in. And she wants to be smarmy and she wants to be cute and whatever. So let's listen to Maxine as she quizzes the bankers on the college debt problem. Derek, you got that? Let's hear Maxine Waters.
Thank you. Today there are more than 44 million Americans that owe, this is student loan crisis, $1.56 trillion in student loan debt. Last month, this committee received testimony that last year, 1 million student loan borrowers defaulted, which is on top of the 1 million borrowers who defaulted the year before. What are you guys doing to help us with the student loan debt? Who would like to answer first? Mr. Monahan, Big Bank.
We stopped making student loans in 2007 or so.
Oh, so you don't do it anymore. Mr. Corbett?
We exited student lending in 2009.
Mr. Diamond?
When the government took over student lending in 2010 or so, we stopped doing all student lending.
Thank you. What about small business? You mentioned that you were making loans to small businesses. Small business operators can't walk into your bank and get accounts. You kind of shove
they
that
can't.
Off to community development
really?
Organizations. Who can say that you have made an important business line lending to small businesses?
This guy.
Chair Waters, as I said earlier, we made $8 billion in loans to under $1 million size last year, and we have operating accounts for about 9 million small businesses.
Thank you. My time is up.
It sure is.
The gentleman from North Carolina, ranking member Mr. McHenry, is recognized for 5 minutes.
That was interesting, was it not? It appeared to me that Maxine Waters, who chairs the House Financial Services Committee, did not know that the government had nationalized student loans 10 years ago. I don't believe she knows that.
You knew that, right?
She chairs a committee which regulates the banks.
She doesn't listen to The Drift. If she listened to The Drift, she'd know these things. She'd be better informed.
This woman is so mentally challenged, and yet somebody in California voted for her.
Over and over again.
Somebody in California keeps voting the stupidest woman. She's got to be one of the dumbest people in California. And yet they vote her in repeatedly. And I said it. You're going to vote the Democrats in charge. Nancy Pelosi, who may be the dumber of the two because she's the one that allowed Maxine to become the chairwoman, puts her in place. She has no idea. Mr. Big Bank. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. You guys took that over 10 years ago.
Do any of you make any small loans, small business loans? Yeah, pick me.
Woman is ignorant, uneducated, stupid beyond belief. And I wish I could talk to her for just a minute and say, did you listen to yourself, lady? Did you even bother to prepare and think about what you were saying before you met with these gentlemen?
That's not nice of you. You're making stupid people look bad comparing them to Maxine Waters.
I guess. We all knew it. We knew she was stupid. What morons does she hire that let her go in front of the camera? You've got handlers, you've got professionals, you've got people that you pay to make sure you don't look stupid. Where are they? She hires people dumber than her to
possible?
Help her. I don't know.
It must be.
How
it must
is
be
that?
Demonstrably possible. She hires people that voted for her. There you go.
Stupid is, stupid does.
Thank you, Derek.
It is absolutely insane to me that this woman, it's not like she didn't have time to prepare. It's not like she didn't have days and weeks to prepare, months to prepare for this.
We have a clip of a Democrat who's running for president, wants to be president, wants to be commander-in-chief in charge of our military forces, including our nuclear deterrent. Derek, could you play as Kristen Gillibrand?
When you say you want to develop low-yield nuclear weapons that are tactile, what you're saying is you want to use them. Right. Now, the military will make an argument to say, oh, this is just, again, we have to have an equal threat, and this, if it's usable, then it's a better threat. I just found that as not believable. They're trying to create nuclear weapons that are usable. So I oppose the entire defense bill because of that one provision.
Yeah, tactile. She doesn't know the difference between tactile and tactical nuclear weapons. And to my knowledge, we have had tactical nuclear weapons, which are battlefield weapons, because the other guys have them. We had them in NATO, particularly as a deterrent to the Russians coming across the borders.
Yeah, you know? They're small nuclear weapons.
Yep.
That cause
you never want to use them, but they are there to keep those guys from doing what you don't want them to do. And we never had to use them, and that was one of their benefits. It's peace through overwhelming firepower.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yes.
Right? That's what it comes down to. If they've got them and you've got them, we both don't want to use them, we'll never get
used. But she doesn't know the difference between tactile, being able to touch something, and tactical, being able to throw something. You know? I mean, my goodness. Maybe that's how she got confused, you know?
Maybe she likes the touchy-feely nukes.
Yeah.
Touchy-feely.
No, she doesn't like them. Because we might use them.
The sheer ignorance of Democrats, and I'm sorry, folks, there might be, you might call yourself a Democrat. I'm assuming there are some Democrats, JFK Democrats, old school Democrats, blue dog Democrats. I'm not putting you in that same caliber as these new socialist Democrats who are incredibly ignorant, uneducated, and just plain old dumb. Come on, folks, give it a little effort, please. If you're running for president, I'm going to go out and speak. Somebody probably wrote that speech up for her. And what moron did she hire who wrote the speech that said tactile nuclear weapons, not tactical nuclear? How about a proofreader? Anybody?
Back to Mad Max, my blogger friend Pascal Ferber. He says, after all, idiocy was, and he's from California, after all, idiocy was scripted in California. There was a huge source of background subjects.
Yeah, you've seen that movie, right? Idiocracy?
Yep.
With Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Or one of them. One of the Wilson boys, right?
Owen Wilson. Yes.
And you look at it,
That could never happen. It's happening.
It's happening. The dumbest people in the country are now in Congress.
Yeah.
And running. And the dumbest 20 people are running for president on the Democratic side.
Wait a minute. You're using water to water plants? That's for toilets. We water with Brawny. It's got electrolytes. All the crops are dying, too.
People need to watch Idiocracy because that is exactly where we're going. It is who knew it was a prophetic movie? Who knew that stupid comedy would become total prophecy of the American situation?
I should be crying, not laughing, you know?
You know, if you don't laugh a little bit, you do end up crying.
But you got to laugh when you're not drinking coffee. You need to remember that.
Okay? Yeah, you almost made me all over the computer. It's a new computer. Yeah,
sorry about
that. Don't make me do that. But you just got to look. And I just want to tell people, 2020 is not that far away. It's time to take a look at what you're voting for crying out loud. Don't make us go with another 2 years of Nancy Pelosi putting these really stupid people.
Oh, and remember, Michigan is an open primary state, and Trump has a lock. So just be thinking about who you want to choose to run against Trump in the 2020 election when the primaries come up, because you get to vote for the Democrat this time. You don't have to vote for the Republican this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Right? I mean, they've been doing it to us.
It's Washington, dude. There could obviously be some stupid Republican try to run against Trump.
Gillibrand. Swalwell.
Okay, we'll see all of you on the other side of the break. This is The Drift.
on the move, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep up with the latest in political talk? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels may take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Steve Gruber, Theron X, and Dana Lash. Call 734-971-1600 today. 1600 AM, 92.7 FM, Wham Radio. We are American made.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Mayors of sanctuary cities responding to President Trump's proposal to relocate illegal immigrants to their locales.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti tweeted, "We need real solutions that uphold our values, not disgraceful policies that demonize immigrants." New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, in a statement, said in part, "The president uses people like pawns. New York City will always be the ultimate city of immigrants. The president's empty threats won't change that."
Fox's Jeff Paul. Wild weekend weather bringing with it the possibility of tornadoes in the south.
This is the time of year we see really cold air run into warm air. When those two things meet, that's when you're going to start to see severe weather in the middle of the country. There is a big line of storms stretching from San Antonio, these severe storms through Austin all the way up to Dallas. The conditions are right as this system moves off towards the east that we could see more and more tornadic activity from now running all the way into the evening hours.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. This is Fox News.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea is Michigan's finest traditional Western wear store. The Mule Skinner features boots from Lucchese, Nocona, Tony Lama, and Justin in both leather and exotic skins. Women's boots, too. And check out the complete selection of Western hats from Resistall and Stetson with in-store custom creasing available from the Mule himself. Plus, a complete line of Western accessories. Also available at the Mule Skinner is a complete selection of all your concealment needs, including holsters, belts, and custom concealment vests designed by the Mule Skinner. Custom models specific holders are also available. So for the finest in traditional Western boots and hats, check out the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Get the perfect fit on your new boots. Get a custom crease on your new hat. Check out all your concealment requirements and custom holsters. Come to Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, Michigan's finest traditional Western store since 1973.
Now featuring a complete selection of concealment requirements in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wines on Main. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. "This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
We're just like other people. We love to sing, we love to dance, we admire beautiful women. We're human, and sometimes very human.
And welcome back to a soothing episode
Wake
of
Me Up When We're
Wrong. Drift. Yeah, you like that? Okay. Wax Taylor. I like that. I think we played that a long time ago, didn't we, Derek?
Oh, we're on?
Yeah, a long time ago. Boy, I forgot where I was going with this, but let's take care of a little business till I get my head back in place here. If you are looking for a real estate agent, try Marilyn Handloser Engstrom. She's a Remax classic realtor, and you can call her at 248-231-4216. That's 248-231-4216. Or you can go to Marilyn, M-R-M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Hand, Loser, L-O-S-E-R, .com.
Yeah. And tell her we sent you.
She sold my house to
there
me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So she's good.
She is good.
Tell her you heard of The Current and The Drift.
Yep. She's a heck of a nice lady. So check her out and see. We've had Gary from Hazel Park waiting online, wants to talk about Democrats. Go ahead, Gary. What do you got to say?
Hey, Gary. Hey.
Keep it clean.
Okay. Hey, no, the Democrats, they're prolific in their stupidity. They actually tried to outdo each other. It's not like once or twice a month one of them might say something stupid. It's
hold my
every
beer.
Day after day, time after time. Because we got Omar out there saying that some people did something on 9/11. Mm-hmm. Then we got Candace Owen defending herself against that idiot Nadler and Lou. I mean, this stuff just happens day after day. Remember the guy who thought Guam was going to capsize?
Yeah, yeah. He's okay. Still in Congress, too.
Yeah, that might have to be even dumber than Maxine Waters. I mean, yeah. What kind of a person thinks that if you put too many troops on an island, the island's going to flip over?
Yeah.
Derek, you find that guy. See if you can find that. We'll play that in this half hour if you can find that guy. The island would flip over. I mean, what do you think? You're living in the Okefenokee Swamp with those floating islands?
He's in charge of a subcommittee again now. His name escapes me, but Derek will have it for us.
It's how does somebody rise to the office of the 525 congressional members?
Yeah.
This should be the elite of the elite. And somebody as dumb as that, without the basic knowledge of, it's something you learn in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Islands don't flip over.
He says that failure is a promotion in the Democrat Party.
Mad Max will say something, and Ocasio-Cortez will say, hold my beer.
Well, funny enough, Gary, that you say that, because we have... Ilhan Omar, a little track, and I think it's all the way down to track 4, Derek, if you can pull that one up. And it's her talking about 9/11. And 9/11 is serious to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I think every year they should replay. This should be an hour-long special, and it should be replayed every year because a lot of our young people today
don't know.
They don't get it. The schools are hiding it from them. They're mm-hmm. not telling them about it. They're not telling them who's responsible for it. And let's be honest. The people responsible for 9/11, bringing down the Twin Towers, a horrific attack.
Killing 3,000 people. I could care less about the towers, right? You know,
yeah,
I know what you mean.
Killing 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Flying a plane into the Pentagon.
Tens of thousands of people have died because of disease and stuff after.
Yes.
How many again was that, Gary? I missed you.
More than 3,000. Remember all the people that died because of the asbestos and stuff
yes.
in the air?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just astounding to me that we went from... letting extremist Muslims who hate our lifestyle, who hate America, who hate Westerners, who hate Christians, who hate Jews, are now in Congress. We're electing them into Congress. And this woman, Ilhan Omar, who's a representative from Minnesota.
Anti-Semite,
hates Jews,
mm-hmm.
has this to say about 9/11. You got it, Derek? Go ahead and play it.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Okay. Wait a minute. That can't be true because CARE was found guilty of unindicted co-conspirator to 9/11.
Well, and not only that, CARE wasn't founded. It was founded in 1994, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So another stupid Democrat doesn't know what she's talking about. And when she says some people did something, those people, do you remember that camp, that training camp in Arizona they found where the Muslim extremists were training little kids how to be killers? Mm-hmm. Remember that,
yeah,
Gary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I remember, and I couldn't find the links today to bring it up, but I remember that the blind sheik who did the original bombing of the Twin Towers, when he set off the van full of explosives in the basement garage, then and did a lot of damage to it, but didn't manage to bring it down, but that was his intent. He had some people that worked with him, and they got off like he got off. Don't know how that happened. And they mentored Ilhan Omar. So there is a direct link between Ilhan Omar and the Twin Tower bombing. When she says some people somewhere did something, some people somewhere she knew.
Well, it sounds to me then that we have a terrorist sympathizer in Congress.
Yeah. More than one.
More than one. Because our own Rashida Tlaib, who's our congresswoman out of, what's the district?
She's in Detroit, Conyers' old district.
Conyers' old district.
Although, of course, she didn't live there. She lived in Dearborn.
Yeah.
That's proven.
Yeah. So, Rashida Tlaib supports this statement from her.
Yeah. Her sister.
And Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of them all seem to want to support this anti-American, anti-Semite Ilhan Omar. These people should not be in Congress, folks. What are you doing in Detroit? We have a little bit of an audience here in Detroit. People, get out and don't vote Rashida Tlaib back into office. Please, you're putting an anti-American, anti-Semite into office.
And we're we're not broad brushing all Muslims.
Not all.
But just the ones that do that.
If you're a Muslim, and I know we're going to get a phone call on this. If you're a Muslim and you don't want to push your faith on Christians or Jews,
you don't want to blow them up.
Atheists, and you don't want to blow them up, that's fine and dandy. But doggone it, stop putting people like this into power, because you know what? They're going to ruin it for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren because they want to impose Sharia and an Islamic lifestyle on you.
You know,
and I don't want that for my kids or my grandkids.
I don't want anybody getting death threats. Ilhan was complaining about getting death threats, all the death threats that she was getting.
I'm not sure that's true either.
Yeah, well, I have an idea. If you don't want a death threat, don't say something that makes people want to kill you.
Yeah, well, you know? That's a good point, because you know what? This is America. You are free to say anything you want at any time. You don't have to worry about offending people. But with that freedom comes the responsibility of knowing what you say may get a reaction you may not like.
Mm-hmm. A punch in the nose.
A punch in the nose.
Yeah, an egg in the face.
Again, that's violence. But you're going to get people who won't vote for you next time, hopefully.
Hey, we're not saying to do that by any means. I'm not encouraging. I discourage people from violence. But I'm saying if there are Looney Tunes out there who will do it, why egg them on?
Right, exactly.
Well, they're actually saying that, Taylor is saying that Omar is under threat because Donald Trump called her out.
Oh, that's bunk. You know what? She's under threat because she says stupid things. And granted, there are stupid people on the right who are just as ignorant and would do things like this as well. Violence is never an action. But you know what? If she weren't an anti-Semite, if she weren't saying bad things about America, nobody would be saying bad things about her and pointing her out.
Yeah.
Right, but they fall back on defense, like, oh, she's a Muslim, and she's black, and she's a woman.
Yes, so and we're a bunch of racists.
Yeah, she came from Somalia, and she suffered a lot when we brought her to this country from that hellhole. Yeah. You know, how poorly we've treated her.
Yeah.
And this her brother that she married.
This has gone beyond, though, don't vote for him again. It's time to recall these people.
Yes, censor. Yeah.
Censor him. All right, great call, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, guys.
Take care. Later. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was just going to weigh in on somebody did something, 9/11. And hey, you know, in my opinion, 9/11 was an inside job. You know, the clearest evidence is the building fell at free fall speed. That and Building 7 wasn't hit by anything.
Yeah, you know, let's change the subject there, because we're not going to go to that. I don't touch those conversations, Tom. I know you might believe in it. I'm not going
to
go there.
The things you have to believe about American citizens to say that it was a set-up job, that all those explosives were wired around columns and put the way a detonation team with nobody saying anything. We're not talking about a handful of people. Let's talk like saying the U.S. Air Force is spraying contrails of chemicals on their countrymen and their families and friends. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I don't believe Oswald shot Kennedy either, so I guess I'm no way out there.
But, well, okay, we can agree on that. I mean, yeah. I don't know who's on the grassy knoll, but yeah.
All right, what else you got, Tom? Something else besides that?
Yeah, I just real quick wanted to just say that, yeah, somebody did something, but, you know, I'm not sure who did what, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to blame it on the 19 hijackers, so thanks for the call,
cool with
Tom.
That.
All right, well, I love a good conspiracy, but that one, yeah, just, oh, yeah, I, I've seen enough. When people talk about, oh, the jet fuel couldn't do enough to the steel, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell said that jet fuel won't burn steel. And then, you know, well, okay, it's been done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not buying that yet. I see those videos. I love me a good conspiracy, but that's one I'm just not going to buy into.
Okay, what else we got?
So we wanted to talk about I had one more clip we want to talk about. Oh, Derek's got it. You found that the guy's name with the flipping island.
Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hank something was it?
Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson. Well, I was close.
So, Derek, you got that track? So this is an elected representative, a congressperson, talking about an island, Guam, in the Pacific. Go ahead.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide.
What is your point?
Widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Well, it almost did when the Japs invaded it. You know, when the Japs did that amphibious landing, you know what I mean? All our guys had to get to the other side of the island. They weren't running away from the Japs. They were trying to keep from being the island flipping over and everybody drowning.
Was he high? He had to be high.
No, he's just stupid. You can be that stupid. He proved it. Now, whether you can be high and stupid, maybe, but he's that stupid. Stupid. I'm sorry. What is another word I'm thinking of here? Stupid. Let's get it. Derek, you got a dictionary, a thesaurus? Stupid.
Idiot.
Dumb.
What? You realize what you've just done?
Idiot.
Derek is the Swiss Army knife of radio. He's so good.
Oh, my gosh. Really, folks, please, take a little time, do the most minor homework before you vote somebody as dumb as that into office, for crying out loud.
Yes. Can we move on to Assange while we still have time?
Yes, and we have. So,
Assange, hero or saint?
Okay, so I don't know where you're sitting on this because you and I have not really talked about it.
That's true.
I do not believe that Julian Assange is a hero. But on the other hand, I'm not sure that he's the evil culprit that Hillary Clinton would like to make him out to be, that he's some puppet of Putin's either.
I ran into this with a friend of mine on her blog. And so she was talking about the same thing, Assange, hero or saint, I think it was today. And she wanted to know people's connotations on it and their take. And everybody's going down Steele dossier and a whole bunch of other stuff. And like they're getting lost in what's what to some degree. But I just mentioned that, look, this guy, you know, they're saying that he gets the Pentagon Papers defense. He's just a journalist. He didn't take this stuff. He printed it. Then there's the charges that Bradley Manning, who is Bradley Manning, not Chelsea, Bradley Manning, asked Assange for help in cracking a password because Bradley Manning didn't want to get blamed for taking this material. He wanted to pass it off on somebody else. So he wanted to steal their password so that when the information appeared, it looked like somebody else got it. So supposedly he was asking Assange, how do you crack a hashtag in a code base on a computer so it looks like somebody else? And Assange may have helped him to do that, to get the information. May have. Exactly. Yeah. And from what I understand, it's weak tea as far as as far as chargeable, but that's what they've got.
Did you
but
listen
the
to
fact
this
of the matter is, give me one more second. It's not, this is not Russian, this is not DNC, this is not Podesta's emails. This is Bradley Manning stealing Department of Defense secrets, mm-hmm. means and methods that put at risk and cause the death of our Middle Eastern allies and some of our agents out in the field, and it set back a lot of our intelligence agents. Now, some like to say, oh, intelligence spying against the Americans. How about intelligence spying against the Russians, the Iranians? He put our people at risk. He's an accomplice to murder.
Right.
So unindicted. So that's how I feel about it anyhow.
That, right. And that may be, I don't know the whole facts at this point, but let's listen to what Alan Dershowitz, because he kind of hit part of what you said there. You got track three ready, Derek? I liked Alan Dershowitz. I'm not sure how appertaining it is to this, but I'm not educated enough to really make a decision. So I'm still on the board, but let's listen to what Dershowitz says.
Let me go to you, Professor Dershowitz, here. I know the Pentagon Papers, that case in and out, and the New York Times v. United States. They didn't steal the information. They didn't conspire to steal the information. Assange says he didn't in any particular case, that these were sources given to him. Would that apply in this particular case, in your view?
Yes. In fact, I just wrote a column called, Is This the Next Pentagon Papers Case? I was involved also as a lawyer in the Pentagon Papers case. I represented Senator Mike Gravel, who read the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record. If they had indicted him for merely publishing classified material, this would be the Pentagon Papers case, modern version. But they were very clever, and they indicted him on a very factually questionable basis for encouraging Manning to try to get information, for asking Manning for the first part of a password into a computer. It's a very weak indictment, but it doesn't indict him for publishing classified material. One of the reasons for that is Great Britain probably wouldn't extradite somebody who was charged merely with publishing information. But if the allegation is conspiracy to try to essentially hack a government computer by getting into the password, then that might pass the level for extradition. But this is...
Well, I guess Dershowitz and I have the same sources. That's kind of interesting. Yeah. I was
laughing. Yeah, because I was like, did you just see this before?
But the point is, what I'm getting at is he may not be indictable on this because he published all these secrets, but he endangered us. He endangered the American citizenry by publishing this. And you may not be able to get a foreign national in an American court for doing that, but let's not call him a saint. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. He's not a saint.
Yeah, and I'll agree there because I'm not sure that he is. What I like to put on my tinfoil hat now. Thanks, Tom. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat back on since it's Conspiracy Saturday. What does he know about Seth Rich? Was he the recipient of the Seth Rich, the DNC emails via Seth Rich? Because I want to know who killed Seth Rich. I don't believe it was just a random murder. They didn't take his wallet. He was assassinated by somebody, and I want to know why. And my guess is Seth Rich died because he gave that information from the DNC to somebody, and he paid the ultimate price for it.
Remember, Assange was hiding out in the Ecuadorian embassy in England, in London, for the last several years because he wasn't fleeing the American government. He was fleeing a Netherlands case, two separate rape charges against him from two separate women who said they started something and they said stop and he didn't.
Yeah, okay? And those were dropped.
A little bit questionable, and they were dropped, right?
They were dropped.
But now he stayed in hiding because the American government wanted him. Now the question is, why does the government still want him? Probably Barr would like to have a nice talk with him.
I would imagine he would.
Oh, man, is Barr good? Are you encouraged with Barr?
I am encouraged. I am not. Until I see some people go to jail or at least be indicted.
Like well, how about Clinton's chief legal counsel?
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, that's a start.
It's a start. I want to see Andrew McCabe, Comey. I want to see an investigation because, you know, I think we all know, those of us who have any common sense at all, know that deep inside the Obama administration, really high up the chain, somebody started this FISA nonsense. They said go ahead, and I'm going to call it spying.
It is.
Unauthorized surveillance is spying, as far as I'm concerned.
Even authorized surveillance is spying. It's spying. Right? You're looking through a window at somebody. You're spying.
I want to see Barr take that, and I want to see anybody who broke the law be charged, because you charged General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You charged Manafort. You charged
Papadopoulos
and Cohen. I want to see equal justice under the law apply to all those in the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Obama administration, anyone on Hillary Clinton's campaign that was involved and broke the law. They need to be punished.
I want to
14 days in jail, 3 years in jail. I don't care. I want to see justice.
Hey, we've proven that Comey screwed up the Clinton case. Reopen the Clinton case.
Absolutely.
She's not president. Reopen the Clinton case.
She should pay.
And then it goes on to Lynch from there. What did Lynch do to manipulate Comey to let Clinton off the hook after she talked to Bill on the runway that nobody was supposed to know about?
Absolutely.
No, can you see the two airplanes pulling up nose to nose? And she, and he says, pardon me, have you any Grey Poupon?
Oh, Bill. Yeah, watching him, the video, short video that I did watch of them down at the Fox Theater last night. Yeah. Old Bill's looking haggard.
Yeah, right? Syphilis will do that to you. Yeah, it's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. Yes, sirree. Kids, let that be a warning to you. It looks like fun at first, and this is what happens.
Don't make me go. You know what? Thank you very much, because last week we talked about why the Democrats are pushing this abortion of babies, late-term abortions, mm-hmm. even after-birth abortions. And you sent me the price tag. I wish I could pull it up real quick, but we'll have to do another show.
Price of baby parts.
The price of baby parts was astounding. It was near $50,000.
Well, it's aggregate, but yeah.
For mm-hmm. Yeah, you add all those different parts together. Somebody's getting $50,000 for a dead baby. That makes me sick.
Yep. Well, that's where the stem cell research comes from, is from fetus babies. Now, there's adult stem cell, which is very promising. And if an adult wants to give up his stem cells, you know, sell them down at the, when he's getting plasma, you know, I mean, that's his business, you know, but leave the kids alone.
Can I sell some of my marrow and make a down payment on a new cabin down south?
I don't know if you can sell your marrow. I mean, that's what the bone transplants are for. It always has to be gifted. I don't think you can sell your organs yet. You can sell your blood, but you can't sell your organs. That's a tricky question right there, isn't it?
Maybe we should do a show on that.
Organ harvesting. That's dumb. Dark.
I'm not sure, yeah.
What do we got?
I forgot where. Immediately when you brought up the Clintons, or when I brought up the Clintons, I immediately went to abortion and baby parts. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's you take the tin foil off, Gary. We're getting there.
Looks good on you.
I just – when it comes down to the Assange thing, I'm hoping that William Barr is looking at that and wants some information.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. And make sure you go to currentonline.com
mm-hmm.
and visit our advertisers. And then go to thedailydrift.com every day. Pass it on to your friends and Facebook it.
For the news you need to know.
See you next week.